Melissa asks, what do you make of the vast and growing number of people in the religious right who claim to be inspired by Rand's ideas, but clearly and vocally disagree with much of what Rand wrote on Beyond Economics? Do you think this cherry-picking is generally good for objectivism, individualist movement, or generally bad? So I actually think that it's generally good. Not good in the sense that these people are objectivists, because they're not. Not good in the sense that these people are going to move the culture in and of themselves in the direction of objectivism. They won't directly, but they can indirectly. In many respects, the better ones among them legitimize Ayn Rand within their communities. They make it more likely that other people will read Ayn Rand. They make it more likely that their own children will read Ayn Rand. They make it more likely that Ayn Rand's views will be articulated in the media and within their communities. They make it much more likely that some people will actually then become objectivists, that they'll read the books and take more of the ideas seriously, take more of Ayn Rand's unique philosophy to mind, and really that her ideas will have an impact on more people. So I think to that extent, it is a good thing. But the important thing then is to always, at every opportunity, point out that they are not objectivists and that Rand does have a philosophy and that she does not accept their philosophy. That is what we don't want to happen in the culture, is for people to associate Ayn Rand with religion or associate Ayn Rand with the religious right. Now, I don't think there's a lot of fear right now of that happening, because even these religionists accuse Ayn Rand. They compliment on economics, and then, like Paul Ryan did, oh, but I'm a Catholic and she was an atheist, so we disagree. So the culture knows Ayn Rand was an atheist. So as long as we can differentiate these religious spokesmen from who Ayn Rand really was, I think this is a good idea. It's a way in which Ayn Rand is introduced in the culture. I like to say that it's better for a Christian to be influenced by some of Ayn Rand's ideas. That person is now a better person, and that person is probably a better defender of capitalism in a slightly marginal way than if that person was a consistent Christian. If they were a consistent Christian, there would be a lot less we would have in common. There would be a lot less to talk about, and capitalism would be in far greater distress or under much greater attack. So to the extent that they're moving the needle, they're getting the word out there, they're getting Ayn Rand's ideas engaged with, they're pushing her name and her ideas into the culture without diluting those ideas and without associating those ideas with religion, then it's a good thing.